Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Advocates are calling on the state legislature to end the ban on rent control in Massachusetts. At a hearing on Beacon Hill yesterday, supporters of rent control vastly outnumbered opponents. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Massachusetts voters narrowly approved ending rent control for the whole state in 1994. But advocates point out that three communities that actually had rent control, Boston, Cambridge, and Brookline, voted to keep the policy. And now with pro-rent control mayors in Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville, the debate over limiting rent increases is back. State Rep. Dave Rogers of Cambridge says the state's economic growth in recent years has bifurcated the economy between who can and who can't afford to live here.
With biotech and high tech and so many companies spinning out of Harvard and MIT, I mean, you do have a lot of high earners, and that's led to this boom in housing wealth, but it's left so many people behind. And it's truly at crisis levels.
Rogers is sponsoring a bill that would allow municipalities to enact their own forms of rent control. They could also establish just cause eviction ordinances where landlords would only be able to evict for certain reasons. But opponents say these sorts of policies will only worsen the housing crisis. Paula Munger of the National Apartment Association was one of a handful of rent control opponents who spoke at yesterday's 7-hour hearing.
It destabilizes the rental market by driving away investment and new construction, ultimately decreasing affordability.
Local officials would determine how much rents could be increased annually under the legislation. Munger says her organization analyzed the potential impact of a 3% rent hike limit. She says in Boston, that would cut into the supply of new housing and reduce property tax revenue by $2 million a year.
Across Massachusetts, it would impact nearly 40% or more than 18,000 units of both future supply that will not get built, as well as existing units that are potentially lost due to the infeasibility of making repairs and upgrades.
It's unclear whether there's enough support among lawmakers to pass a bill that would end the state rent control ban. And Governor Charlie Baker has said he thinks rent control is unfair. But Boston Mayor Michelle Wu ran on a promise to bring back rent control to the city. Before the hearing, Wu told a press conference organized by the housing nonprofit City Life Vida Urbana that she supports lifting the ban statewide. But Wu says the city will be busy in the meantime.
Our plan at the city level is to continue building our supply of affordable housing, simplifying our processes so that affordable housing proposals can move through much more quickly, tackling IDP, our inclusionary development program, and linkage so that private development contributes more to affordable housing, and pushing for our own proposal for rent control and rent stabilization to be ready by the next legislative session.
But some of that relies on state legislators to play ball, and ultimately a signature from the state's next governor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.